Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hello everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode. Hi Lulu.
Hi James.
So we're going to continue our conversation about the Wild West.
Yes. You know, we talked about all these basics, but...What really confuses me is why is Western still a movie genre or a TV genre? What is the real charm?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because you're right, we have a lot of programming available now, especially like recently the TV show Westworld.
Oh, and yeah.
Even some movie, they still make Western movies now. A lot of it has to do with the romanticism of...
It's wild.
Freedom. So...The Wild West was a chance that you could do pretty much what you wanted. You could start a whole new life. People who were living in the East at that time, a lot more competition. Land was more expensive.
Mm.
You know, things were established there already for a while. And people wanted to make a better life for themselves and their family. And the West was, you know, the place that could do that. And
is it like to reinvent yourself almost?
Yeah, it's like reinventing yourself.
Mm.
It's like...I'm down on my luck farmer in the East. As I move west and I can get more land and...
Maybe I'll dig up some gold or silver or whatever.
Yeah, they'll just be able to have that. And also on top of that, it's not just the opportunity. People also like the simplicity.
Simplicity, you mean lacking resources?
Well, yes, but the simplicity of life out there. Because time in the Wild West, there weren't as many...social things to worry about. Your goals were, okay, provide for my family, make money, do this. There wasn't anything, there wasn't as much of the intricacies that we get now in a...
True. The goals in your life are sort of very simplified. But what you have been describing, it sounds more a dream for dudes, for guys. I don't really ever see women find that to be very charming, you know, lacking resources, middle of nowhere town, lots of shootouts, and then lawlessness.
Yeah, well, throughout history, yes, there were women in the Wild West, and some women became very successful business people opening general stores, some of them opened saloons and things like that. But in general, it was fairly...
Man's world.
Man's world, yeah, because it was a hard life. A lot of the men that moved out there were unmarried. So yeah, there was very much a skew towards men in the Wild West than there were women.
Would you say it's something to do with like the macho side of it? Would you use macho to describe it?
I wouldn't use macho. America would use more the word grit.
Oh...So, like, hardship makes the man, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because you don't have to be, like, what we think of as a manly man to be successful in the Wild West. But you do need grit. You do need that perseverance, being able to deal with the adversity, the difficulty of the environment that you're going to be in.
To be able to tough it out.
Yeah, which doesn't mean you need to be the biggest, strongest. But intelligence helps, resourcefulness.
To persevere.
Yeah.
But how does that part of the history, the whole Wild West period, how does that affect America, the general American psyche?
Nowadays, I would say that for a lot of people, maybe not as much anymore. But there is definitely a group of people, a sizable amount of people that already live in the West that really enjoy the openness and the simplicity of it.
Okay.
Still, that would be the biggest thing is...
But nowadays, the modern cities in that part,
are big cities.
They're just the same as anywhere else.
Yeah, they'll all have, you know, roots to the Wild West, like the names of them were, or the origins of the city themselves started as a, whether it was a mining town or a cattle ranch or a stop on the railroad.
I see. But what about the effect on America or on American history?
The effect on American history would be the rapid growth of the country.So this is a time period of rapid expansion because it just ended out after the Civil War. So America was reunified, reconstructing. You had all these soldiers that they needed something to do. So they go west.
I see.
And so this was new technology came in the railroad. People were able to build that up and make money, mining and more mining and more mining. And people were able to build money. get money. So this was a time of rapid expansion, rapid growth in American wealth. So these were big effects of the Wild West.
Many of these towns or cities in the West, they were built in that period?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh.
And so almost every big city in the West that's not in California can trace its origins to the Wild West.
I see. Like in the basic episodes, we did talk about the Native people, Native Americans. And then you'd also mentioned that being a period of a lot of bad things, a lot of bloodshed.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. And last time we talked about they relocated, they basically moved to the settlement. But I'm sure a lot of them also were killed.
Yeah, there were a lot of what we call them is the Native American Wars in American history. Mm. And this was a time period where the U.S. government had wars with these different Native tribes in order to basically take their land.
Yeah.
And we wanted to take their land for settlers, for the people moving west.
Mm. But it wasn't just the Native people, the Native Americans that were exploited. It was also
a lot of people. And one of the most surprising groups that people, at least here in China, find is Chinese.
Mm.
The West was a big part of how the Wild West was won was through Chinese labor.
And there's a lot of exploitation going on that in that period of time.
Yeah, sadly there was. So this was also the end of slavery. Mm. So they couldn't use slaves to do a lot of this work. So they used a lot of people who were very easy to exploit.
So they basically were people who moved to America in search of work.
Right. So in Chinese, this would be part of the coolie labor period. So these are
coolie. Yeah. Yes.
Mm. So this would be a lot of the people from Guangdong and Fujian province.
Mm.
They couldn't get work or were unable to provide a living inside China. So people offered them chances to go to other countries. A lot of them went to America. In America, they mostly worked on the railroads.
Railroads, yeah.
And in mines.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah, but they also started businesses. They were integral to parts of communities. They had their own, they opened their own saloons, general stores, and they did have their own communities, and they were part of the economy. And
I mean, there were a lot of the complex part of the history that we're not going to go into, but gradually, after everything, gradually these people, they did settle in America.
Yeah, eventually. A lot of them stayed. So that's a lot of like modern ethnic Chinese in America. A lot of them that can trace their ancestors back to those days when their families came to America for work.
And nowadays in the towns and cities in that part that was originally the Wild West, can you see any Chinese traces?
Yes. So they may not still have their original Chinatowns, but they might still have
Chinese population.
There will still be Chinese population. There'll still be hints of the Chinatown. Even the town I was born in a town of 3,000 people, and it had a Chinatown.
Wow.
And you could go into the local museum, and you can see the relics of the time of the Chinese laborers. And there are still families that live in the town till today.
I see.
So it's still there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the Wild West was like back then, what happened. But how did it end?
It ended a few ways. The biggest cause, I'd probably say, would be technology.
Technology how? Like machines?
Well, cars and railroad. People were able to move more quickly. Increase mobility, so things didn't seem so far away anymore.
I see. Basically, the railroad connected
the east and west. And by the end of it, it connected a whole lot more. So the cities were much more interconnected. Things just got, the world got smaller.
Is it also because they ran out of things to dig?
No, there was still plenty of mining at that time, although some of the mines did dry out.
Mm.
Another big end of the Wild West was the crackdown on lawlessness. They were getting a lot better at finding criminals and catching them. It was getting more difficult for criminals to hide.
So it became like any other town.
Yeah, just like that. And then lastly would be the fact that a lot of these places in the West used to be just territory. They weren't states yet.
Oh, and they were made into states.
And they were made into states.
I see.
When a place becomes a state, Well, that leads to more enforcement of laws.
More regulations. More regulated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that actually is a very complex part of American history. And if you're interested, if you have read anything about it, have anything to share with us, leave us a comment in the comment section. Thank you, James.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Bye, everyone.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
各位喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们，酒馆已经开始有短视频了。在微信视频号和抖音上搜索露露的英文小酒馆，
在最新发布的视频里给我们留言吧。
教堂屋檐有怪兽那一集下面的高赞留言，
前三名酒馆铺子都有好礼送哦。酒馆又踏上了新的征程，
来围观不正经的露露吧。别忘了关注点赞，以后每周视频上新就不会错过了。